Hello again, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans in Washington. China's government recently promised more than $500 million in aid to Cambodia. We will have details on that story later in the program. But first, South Korean officials have charged a Japanese reporter with defaming President Park Geun-hye. Defamation means to hurt the reputation of someone or something, especially by saying things that are false or unfair. As we hear from Bob Doty, critics of the strict law are worried about its effect on freedom of speech.
Tatsuya Kato is a reporter based in the South Korean capital, Seoul. He reports for the Japanese newspaper, Sankai Shimbun. The newspaper is often critical of South Korean officials. A story on August 3rd by Mr. Kato suggested President Park was with a man during the time of the Sewol ferry disaster earlier this year. It said, "That is the reason she did not deal with the crisis for 7 hours." The Economist reports the president's office strongly denies Ms. Park was with a man at the time of the disaster. On April 16th, more than 300 people died when the ferry sank during a trip to the island of Jeju. Many of the victims were high school students. Mr. Kato told a judge that he is not guilty of defamation. The Seoul Central District Prosecutor's Office said Mr. Kato's story was based on what it called false facts. If Mr. Kato is found guilty of the charge, he could spend 7 years in prison. Mr. Kato's story noted reports in South Korean media that Ms. Park, who is not married, was in a romantic relationship with a former aide. The aide recently divorced his wife, but reports said he was married at the time he was having a relationship with Ms. Park. None of the reporters who wrote those stories have been charged with illegally criticizing the president. In addition to its defamation law, South Korea has a law giving the government permission to stop media from reporting some stories. That law, and the law banning strong criticism of government officials, was designed to help fight spying and propaganda efforts by North Korea. Oh Chung-ik is with the group Citizens Solidarity for Human Rights in Seoul. Mr. Oh says President Park is using the law to protect her image. He says the case shows South Korea is being controlled by the president and not governed by the law. He says this permits the president's emotions to control important national policies and criminal cases. Mr. Kato was charged as tensions between South Korea and Japan grow. Each country claims control over a group of nearby islands. No one lives on the islands, and many South Koreans still dislike Japan because of that country's history of invasions. Mr. Oh says Mr. Kato was not charged with a crime just because he is Japanese. But he says being Japanese did not help him either. Mr. Oh says it was easier to charge a Japanese reporter than an American reporter. But he says He does not think the case is linked to relations between Japan and South Korea. The Economist reports Mr. Kato is banned from leaving South Korea. It says some South Korean reporters may, on their own, stop reporting stories critical of the government because of the way Mr. Kato has been treated. Journalist groups, including Reporters Without Borders, have said they are worried about the case. They say it could affect press freedoms in South Korea.
You are listening to As It Is from VOA, Learning English. Cambodian opposition members say they are worried about the country becoming too dependent on aid money from China. Mario Ritter has the story.
The Chinese government recently promised more than $500 million in aid for Cambodia. Cambodian officials need about $1 billion in foreign aid each year to operate the government. The government has a foreign debt of about $9 billion. Sun Chai is with the Cambodian National Rescue Party. He says opposition officials worry about Cambodia owing large amounts of money to foreign countries, including China. He says the debt could slow Cambodia's economic growth. He says that if Cambodia depends on aid money to be able to govern the country, Cambodians could lose part of their economic independence. Critics also say the aid money should be spent in a more open, transparent manner. Sok Tu is with Kemara University in Phnom Penh. He says the Chinese aid comes with no strings attached, meaning China does not expect anything in return. He adds that the aid has no requirements for reform, such as in human rights or the judiciary system, like Western aid does. A government spokesman says Cambodia is strengthening its economy. Spokesman Pai Sipan says roads, bridges, electricity, and water have been major concerns. He says the government will now be more concerned about human resources. He adds that Cambodia needs foreign aid for investments. He adds that such help will make the country more competitive internationally. But Sun Chai says the country can do with less aid if it does a better job of collecting taxes and stopping corruption by government officials. I'm Mario Ritter.
And that's our program for today. Join us tomorrow for another As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans. Thanks for listening.